Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Put our little records away for a little while right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're at 69 degrees at 9 o'clock. News this hour from ABC is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Republicans giving permission to the legislature's sergeant-at-arms to round up and arrest the Democratic lawmakers who have left the state rather than vote on new congressional maps. The top legislator in Texas also weighing in, says ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is playing hardball with Texas Democrats. He's threatening Democratic lawmakers who left the state with steep fines, with arrest, and he's ordering a criminal investigation into whether any of them broke bribery laws by accepting funds to pay for their trips out of state.
Hazy skies in Boston as smoke from more than 700 Canadian wildfires drifts south, resulting in hazardous air quality there and elsewhere in the northern U.S. A couple of major wildfires continue burning in this country in Southern California, threatening hundreds of homes, many of them in remote parts of Santa Barbara County. Sources tell ABC News Israel plans to expand the war in Gaza by moving further into populated areas. This is ABC News. The Office of Special Counsel now opening an investigation into former Special Counsel Jack Smith, who had been looking into the classified documents stored at Mar-a-Lago and efforts to overturn the 2020 election. ABC's Alex Mallon says the probe was the brainchild of Arkansas Republican Tom Cotton.
The crux of the allegations from Senator Tom Cotton's referral revolve around the decisions that former special counsel Jack Smith made after he indicted President Trump, both in the classified documents case and his efforts to subvert the 2020 election. And what Cotton says that Smith specifically did in order to impact the 2024 election was to try and rush those cases to trial. That is something that Smith and former Attorney General Merrick Garland always strenuously denied.
53% of Americans tell a new Associated Press poll that the cost of groceries right now is a major stressor for them. 47% say the high price of housing it's what's making them stressed. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
They say the more things change, the more they stay the same. And that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center. A longtime favorite in Richland County, it remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or carry out.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Hi, temps in the low 80s today with hazy sunshine and mild conditions. East to southeast winds at 3 to 8 miles per hour. A few clouds tonight and patchy fog with a low of 59. Wednesday partly cloudy and warm, a high of 84. Wednesday night 65 with a 40% chance of scattered showers late. And Thursday 84 with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even bad hair day?
Yep.
And tree branch fell on my car day?
Especially that day. Progressive has you covered 24/7 for your home and auto.
How about thought it was chicken, but it was tuna day? Or overnight construction outside my bedroom day?
Those days too.
Great, because that was each day this week.
Been there. Well, at least your home and auto are covered every day with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where every broadcast feels like Sunday dinner with your radio on.
Welcome to our morning show today from WRCO. Marty Richards from Greater Richland Area Tourism is our guest today as we chat about the many things going on in the area. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Philip.
Yes, Mayor Todd Coppernall was here yesterday.
I heard that.
And I told him, I said, we have to give equal time.
So. You know, what's really funny was yesterday we had a meeting, a departmental meeting and citywide meeting. And he kind of acted like you instigated that, but I heard it. I'm taking notes. We'll get even.
Absolutely. Lots of things going on. I mean, we always think of especially June and July, but August is pretty busy in the area too, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I always lament June and how everything is, and there are a ton of events in June, and they're kind of happening on top of each other, which isn't a bad thing. We can have multiple events in a weekend, and that brings people to the area, and then other events, you know, they get exposure to those things. And it always feels like there's a little bit of a swoon in late July, and then August, all of a sudden, things kind of pick back up again. And we have a lot of evidence of that. Tonight, you know, things kick off with National Night Out running from 5 to 8 o'clock at the fairgrounds. A lot of activities there. I know the First Responder Challenge is kind of a favorite of a lot of folks. They like to see that activity, a little friendly competition. But also the 5K run, I know, is gains a lot of attention as well. Music, food, a lot of things happening there. And then Thursday, and I really encourage, I know that cricket oh my gosh, out at Driftless Music Gardens. Tim, I can't believe I forgot Tim's name. Sorry, Tim Lochner. Tim and Cricket out at Driftless Music Gardens would really like to engage more with local community and have them come out, check things out. People Fest is an event. If you really like to catch a relaxed vibe and really see a really interesting event, you know, they have basically, usually it's a number somewhere between 1,500 and 1,800 people show up. These are mostly folks that are, you know, new American bluegrass music or new American folk music aficionados, and they really enjoy that kind of music. And there's some outstanding artists that show up for this event, but there are a lot of people that show up. And it's just a great experience. No security, really, to speak of. They don't need security, which is really unusual. So I really encourage folks in the area, if you've been hearing about Driftless Music Gardens and you've thought, hey, you know what, I've always wanted to go check that out. This is the weekend to do it. People Fest is where that's their hallmark event. 3 days, Thursday through Saturday. A ton of fun, food, go hungry, because there's some really good food trucks that are there as well. I've been several times. It's just a great experience. So,
do they have a list of who's playing and the times?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, Everything I talk about today, you can always go to greaterrichlandtourism.com. I encourage folks, go to our calendar of events. And the calendar of events will have all the information or link to that organizer's information. So that way, all you have to remember is greaterrichlandtourism.com. Go to that calendar, and then you don't have to remember really which event you were looking for. It'll be there. So, yeah, and their list of artists is phenomenal. So, Walk with Grace, obviously, this weekend, and you folks have really been partner with making that happen and really promoting that. A lot of excitement with Walk with Grace. Also, Friday, August 8th, Central Boarding House. Margie, you know, throughout the summer, and she's been doing this for years. Terry and I can remember, my wife and I can remember when we were first married, going to the old bakery, Len's Old Bakery, where she would have music on a Friday night. And just outstanding artists and really some unique music. This Friday, she has Gaines and Wagoner. They're Madison group, if I remember correctly. Kind of a down-home blues sound. I don't know that they've played there before. So this will be another new event, or rather a new artist coming to Richland Center. But again, that's at Central Boarding House, their garden stage out back. Bring your own chair, bring your own beverage, just come relax. Really a nice time on Friday, August 8th. And then the circus is coming to town. There'd be some people that argue the circus has been here for about 61 years. But the Culpeper Merriweather Circus is coming Sunday and Monday, August 10th through the 11th. Really encourage that you purchase tickets in advance. And I know you folks are promoting where they can get those tickets. I know Napa's one location, but there's others. It really benefits the community if people buy the tickets in advance, more so than waiting until the day of the circus or the actual show. So just encourage folks. This weekend, there's a lot going on. That's, you know, we just listed, you know, 5-6 events that are multi-day events, too, in most cases, where there's plenty activity. And what's interesting, there might be some folks, and we get this. There are people, I talk to them, see them on social media. Boy, what would it take to get Star Spangled Celebration back? Let me give you a word of warning on big events like that. If you pay attention, the big music festivals are struggling. So if you go out and you just check on some of those bigger music events that are out there, Lollapalooza, others, there's the one, I'm going to forget, the name's wacky and I'll forget the name, but it's in Tennessee, that's had 2 years now where they really struggle because of weather. Outdoor music festivals with big names are struggling. And really what seems to be gaining traction are these regional events, such as Driftless Music Gardens or even the smaller venues. Also in this day and age, and I'm, you know, sorry to say this, but people are not looking to go into areas where there are huge crowds. That is a target. And I'm sorry, but we have to have that discussion. And here in the greater Richland area, we are blessed that we have Driftless Music Gardens. We have Margie with the garden stage. We have other venues in the area, Wild Hills Winery, who has music. There's others, the 80 German Warehouse and their lounge every Friday night. Not every Friday night that they have music, but they do have acoustic music throughout the summer. And so we do have an opportunity in a really safe environment and comfortable environment to be able to hear some fantastic music artists. I mean, Marty Cena has played there. Jay Hoffman's played at the 80 German Warehouse. There just have been, we're fortunate in our area that we can get to some quality music in what people from cities, and that's why they're coming here, for that quiet, that relaxation, to disconnect, to kind of get rid of that anxiety and to recharge their batteries. They know they can come here and have that experience. So we're really fortunate. This weekend specifically is jammed with opportunity. Also, I just want to give a heads up, and I know you're going to have them on later this week, but the Richland Area Crime Stoppers, have been working on a murder mystery weekend for over a year. I know Kathy Hamby has been a lot of the energy behind this, along with her daughter. They've really done a lot of work to prep for this. She's had great support from the community, which is not surprising. And they will have their Richland Area Clues in the News Murder Mystery Weekend. That is August 23rd for the 24th. You'll have information. They'll be on the radio. If you follow our social media, you'll see quite a bit of information on it. We're already getting calls from out of the area asking the details, and we're sharing that. We just did a video yesterday with Kathy. We had one of the actors, Sigrid, who is going to be a cranky old woman, and it's going to be a stretch for her because she was really pleasant. She's a resident at Schmidt Woodland Hills, and we had her on for video. And I think it's a stretch for her to be cranky, but she's going to do her best, I know. And then also Jennifer, Kathy's daughter, who really wrote the story and did a good job of kind of giving me a little background. And I'm sure on Friday she'll give you some background too. So those are that's one I just want to make sure is on everyone's dashboard coming up, because you know an individual could participate or a group could participate or couples. So there's many different ways that we could do that and support Crime Stoppers as well. It's for a good cause.
That's right here in Richland Center. A caller wanted us to mention where the events are located at, and I think specifically Driftless Music Gardens.
Oh boy. You want the directions to Driftless Music Gardens? Well, go to Yuba. Seriously, you head out to Yuba. And I would say, if you go to our website, greaterrichlandtourism.com, you go to the calendar of events, and when you get into that event, the address is there. So if you got turn-by-turn navigation, or if you've got, because I'll be honest with you, I do like, Tim did a video about 3 years ago about directions to Driftless Music Gardens. And it was the classic, you know, Richland County. Well, you go to Olson's barn that isn't there anymore. They tore it down. You take a left, go down that dirt road. There's an oak tree. I think it's still there. Take a right, and then you just keep going. And until, you know, you hit the junkyard, and that's too far. You got to come back. So, I mean, that is how you get to Driftless Music Gardens. Yeah, I guess the easiest way I would explain Driftless Music Gardens is from Hub City. You know, you'd head towards Yuba. And right as you're getting into Yuba, and I'll forget the county road because I'm doing it by memory. There's a county road. You take a left right there as just before you cross the Pine River. There we go, a bridge. Okay, now we're using things to give directions. Take the county road to the left. You follow that, and you will believe it or not, you'll see a pink schoolhouse.
Wow, there you go. And, that should stick out.
So really, just go to our website. Don't believe me. Go to the website, greaterrichlandtourism.com. All of these events have a physical address or the location of where they're at, and you'll be able to get that info. And it'll be reliable. It won't be me making, you know, directions up.
Sure. So. Well, of course, Walk with Grace is at Crosscut Park. National Night Out is tonight at the fairgrounds. Central Boarding House is right in Richland Center.
Yep. Across from Quick Trip. That's how I always, that in any Wisconsin town, if you say across from Quick Trip, you're pretty safe because our Quick Trips, you know, one's far east side, nothing across from there, other the drive-in. But then, you know, the Quick Trip downtown, okay, that's where you're looking for Central Boarding House.
Culpeper Merriweather Circus, that's at North Park in Richland Center. And I know they have a setup on Sunday as well.
They do.
10:30 or something like that?
Yeah. Again, if you go to our calendar of events, they kind of explain everything that the public can come and watch and see. They'll do tours, too. They really do a nice job of kind of giving you this behind-the-scenes look at what all they do and the animals and the performers and how they set up.
Skeeter the Clown will be here later this week, so she'll explain some of that as well. And the news murder mystery, that's in downtown Richland Center then?
Yes. So and they'll cover this a little more, but a little primer on it Saturday and Sunday specifically. Saturday and Sunday, when you pick up your booklets and get going, it's $10 to get the registration, one prize per registration. So if you have a group of people that are competitive, they should kind of team up together, get their own registration, and then they'll pick those up at the visitor center, at the Richland Center, Greater Richland Tourism Train Depot, on Saturday and Sunday. And then they turn them in there with their answers as well. And then the reveal is at Phoenix Center on Sunday at about 3 o'clock. But throughout that time, on Saturday from, I believe it's 10 to 5, and then Sunday 10 to 2, all of the characters will be downtown. And I would just say that weekend, if you see anything out of place, it's probably okay. It's not something to call the police department about.
That's the 23rd and 24th of August, not this weekend.
No, but not this weekend, 23rd and 24th.
But correct. I'm guessing Richland Center PD will be, they'll be alerted to know that if somebody calls and says, hey, there's somebody walking downtown with a top hat and a cape on or something, you know, I mean.
Well, and they will all be wearing hats of different sizes and descriptors, because that's one of the ways that they're going to make sure people understand who the characters are. So yeah, there's going to be some what we'll call characters in town that day, and I'm sure they'll know who they are. But and if you, when you get the booklet, that's what tells you who you're looking for too. So there'll be a really good description of folks to look for. But you know, Kathy will be here and Jennifer, and they'll get you all up to speed on everything that you need to know, and I'm sure they'll let the police department know what to look out for.
Oh, that's great. That's certainly something unique. And they're here on Friday, by the way. Well, finally, we have results of the tourism activity in Greater Richland area. You've kind of hinted at it earlier, and now it's in. The results are in. And what can you tell us about
it? Yeah, so this is something we really look forward to, because in all the work we do all year long, all of our marketing efforts, and the work we do, this is what tells us, are we effective or not? And one of the things between all the tourism commissions I work with, so we have the City of Richland Center is a partner with Greater Richland Tourism. Richland Township is, Ithaca Township, Forest, Eagle, and Henrietta Townships. Those, they have all joined in, and they collect room tax and help support our efforts. And this is how we know, are we effective? What happens throughout the year, we can kind of see what's happening, because each month we get a report that tells us, okay, how is our website doing? Because that's showing us through our marketing efforts, because we're directing people to our website, through our marketing efforts, are they checking us out? Are they coming and getting the information, looking at what we offer, things like that? So our predicting indicator, so all of last year I was watching our website to see, are we getting the kind of traffic that shows we're going to have an increase in direct visitor spending? So in 2024, all of last year, we had 80,981 new visitors. So that's new people who had not been to our website previously within 90 days. They came, checked out our website, looked at the calendar, looked at lodging, looked at the different events and experiences happening. Now, that's an increase from the previous year of 57,000. We had 57,436 new visitors in the previous year. So that's a big increase. So as we watch that happen all of 2024, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, we've got a good chance we're going to see another increase in our direct visitor spending. And the reason we now know this is an indicator, we've got some trends here. We've been able to watch this since we've been doing our marketing campaign, which really started late 2021 to 2022. New visitors to our website and our increase, our increase in our direct visitor spending do correlate. They're indicating if both of these are going up, or if the website visitors is going up, then we can expect we're going to see an increase in the direct visitor spending as well, because they do correlate to each other. So In June, we finally got the Wisconsin tourism report. It used to come out in April, then it came out in May, and now it comes out in June, kind of like how I get jobs done around the house. They're slowing down. They measure direct visitor spending in the state, county by county. Again, the Richland County area marked a new record in direct visitor spending for 2024. Now, in 2024, that makes it the third year in a row that we have reached a new record for direct visitor spending. So in 2024, by measurement of Wisconsin tourism and how they do that, they measure sales tax revenue, and they look at different categories. So lodging, entertainment, food, a little bit of transportation. They kind of have a matrix where you don't get credit for every gallon of gas that's sold, but there is a percentage in some of those areas that you get towards this report. So for the third year in a row, we reached a new record for direct visitor spending at $27,400,000 spent by visitors in Richland County. Now, over the last 3 years, that's an increase in average that visitors increased $660,000 each year. So year over year, direct visitor spending has increased by that amount on average. Now, I know when I first saw the report, I started digging into it, and I was a little bit concerned because I was like, God darn it. The previous years, we had double-digit increases. I mean, we had 12 and 14% increase. And then in 2024, it really only equated to about a 1 to 2% increase. And then when I started talking with Drew Nussbaum, is our regional tourism representative with Wisconsin Tourism, and he does this every year. He calls me up and he goes, hey, that's great news. You had an increase. Things look great. You know, what you're doing with your marketing looks fantastic. He said, just keep the pedal to the metal. And I said, it was only a 1 or 2% increase. He goes, hold the phone, Marty. He said, you need to look at what happened around you. You need to look at what factors might have affected that. And so that, you know, and I do that. I kind of look at the counties around, and I noticed Crawford County, they struggled a little bit, but maintained. They had a 0.2% increase, so they were able to increase a little bit. Grant County was kind of an outlier in that they had a 3.4% decrease. Also, Iowa County had a 0.8%, almost a 1% decrease. And James Schneider is a really, you know, respected individual, been involved in Richland County and Grant County with economic development and other things. And he and I had a chance meeting where we talked about that a little bit. He's involved in Grant County. And he said, you know, you always have to go look at the weather, number one, with tourism. And he's absolutely correct. Richland County, we've seen it in the past, weather directly affects how we are going to do with attracting visitors to our area. And if we think back to the winter of 2023-2024, you might remember there wasn't much snow. It was pretty thin, except Richland County was about the only county in January and February of that year where we got a shot of snow that stayed for about 10 days. And I directly recall people from Minnesota, Michigan, coming here to Richland County to ride snowmobile because northern Minnesota didn't have trails open. Northern Wisconsin never had trails open. But here in Richland County, we did. So that helped us out a little bit. And James' thought on that was, he said, you know, that isn't what got you the increase, but it helped you keep your base. And so he said, your marketing is still driving that increase. And then Andrew kind of confirmed that as well. Also in 2023-2024, really the spring and early summer of 2024, it was wet. And kayaking was not an option. I remember Mark McCauley, we were talking about it. It was the months of May and June. There was very little kayak activity on the Pine River, and the Wisconsin River struggled as well because we didn't have rain, didn't have moisture, and then we did, and we got just a big shot of it. And that kind of slowed that down as well. So when you think about the weather effects that we had and how that directly affects tourism activity. Really, a 2024, when we look at a gain of, you know, a little over 1%, that was great. That was a very good year. When I temper my expectations, it really made sense that, gosh, you know, the marketing's really carrying us. It's working for us, and we can see it in numbers now.
All right. Sounds good. We'll have more about that coming up here as we talk about Greater Richland Area Tourism with Marty Richards right after the timeout.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
At Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin, we believe stronger communities begin with safe, stable homes. That's why we're dedicated to revitalizing neighborhoods through housing support, community-driven programs, and financial resources that empower local families. Let's work together to make our towns better places to live, work, and grow. Call 608-647-4949 and be part of building a brighter future right here at home.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way. Whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start, Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center. Simply visit rockwellautomation.com to learn more and apply today.
We arrived at the scene, and the job, like everyone before, was executed flawlessly, leaving us with more questions than answers.
It was time to bring in the big guns.
You don't mean.
Yeah, John Deere bale documentation.
All the data, one location. It was the answer to everything. Visit johndeere.com/bale documentation for more information.
Illicit fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat that our nation has ever experienced. It has killed hundreds of thousands. Many of its victims didn't even know they were getting fentanyl. Such a tragedy. This is Robert De Niro. One of those tragic deaths was my beautiful grandson, Leo. He was just 19 years old. Fentanyl doesn't care, but you do. Join us in the fight against fentanyl. Find us online at ladrfoundation.org.
Welcome back to the Morning Show, WRCO. Marty Richards from Greater Richland Area Tourism is our guest on the program, talking about some cool things going on. You know, you talked about the winter of 23-24. This past winter wasn't much better.
It wasn't. Yeah, that's the other concern is, okay. But, you know, one thing did happen. So I always, you know, get excited when there's snow and there's frost and the snow stays and then we got snowmobile trails and our snowmobile trails were open for 3 total days and
They were. I didn't even remember that.
Yeah, they were open for about 3 days because grooming had happened. The surface was cold. We didn't have a ton of snow. And of course, you know, then guys, when you can ride, you ride. And I don't know if we should have opened or not, but it's tough. It's a tough call, and I don't begrudge the guys that have to make that call. But we had about 3 days, and that was it. One little benefit that wasn't much of a benefit, but it was a little benefit. I always think of March as the mud month. It's not real pretty. It's muddy because the frost is coming out. Unless you get a bunch of rain, things don't settle. Well, this year, we were kind of in a drought period there. Not so much anymore, but we were in a drought. And in March this year, March and April, we did not have the soft ground or mud. So it, at least that looked a little bit better. But then I wondered if it took a little while for things to green up, maybe a little longer. So you're right. This winter wasn't any better for us as far as attracting tourism as well. So we got our fingers crossed that maybe now we're in that cycle where, okay, we've been through that. Perhaps this winter now we'll have a normal, I'm not sure what normal is, but not 100 inches. We were just talking about that with a group the other day. It was a few years ago, we had 100 inches of snow. That's a lot of snow, and that was work. But maybe 50?
Could somewhere,
we have 50
yeah,
inches
yeah.
And spread it out over 3 months, you know? So that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But a lot, you know, I like to take credit that our marketing makes all that happen, that when we see 3 and 4 years of increasing visitors to the area, I like to say, you know, hey, it was all the marketing. But there is one important component that needs to exist, or else that we're not going to get the return visitor. And we are getting return visitors. I see that firsthand with short-term rental lodging that I have, and just talking with people in the area. We're getting quite a few return visitors to the area. So that's number one. And the way that happens is that we have friendly area businesses. We have strong events that attract people. And when they're here, they're having really positive experiences. So really a shout out. A big component of what makes that happen are the area people, the businesses, our scenery, just the experience those visitors are having. You know, they're going out and they're telling people, hey, you know, and we're starting to hear it. Probably, I think it was about 2 years ago, was the first time I was somewhere else, and I'm Madison or Milwaukee, I can't remember, and I was talking with people, and I just said, hey, you know, they're like, where are you from? And shocking, I was talking to strangers, but where are you from? And I said, well, I'm from Richland Center area, usually lead with Ithaca, but then I know they think that's in upstate New York. So then I said, well, the greater Richland area, Richland County. And like, oh, I've heard that's just a really, really enjoyable place to go because of the hills and how calming it is. And then they've talked about lodging, that we do have some really unique, some really nice lodging options. And that was about 2 years ago. The next time I thought, oh, we're on the map, I'm manning our booth at Canoeacopia. And at Canoeacopia, you're getting paddle sports enthusiasts from all over the country. I mean, the Midwest and beyond, and even from international. And there was a booth across from us, they do Milwaukee kayak adventures on the Milwaukee River, so urban kayaking, very opposite from what you enjoy here. And the fellow running that booth came across, and he goes, "Hey, are you Marty?" And I'm Marty. And he goes, "Boy," he said, "I watch your videos on YouTube, and I've seen your streaming advertising. I really like what you guys are doing. And now I have people talking about your area for kayaking." And so I thought, okay, when you start to get, you know, the word on the street and it's positive, that also is helping you out as well. And that's important. But I think our area businesses and the people who run those businesses, and just in general, the people who welcome our visitors, they play a big part in this as well. But we do, you know, one of our biggest efforts that we pay for is streaming advertising in the Chicago and Milwaukee areas. And that has really proven our relationship with Gray Media, who helps us to select the specific areas and the people, because we specifically target people in Chicago and Milwaukee areas of certain locations who are interested in outdoor exploration. They're in a certain age group. They have certain demographic of income, but we know through their internet usage what their interests are. And so we're able to target fishermen, kayakers, hikers, bikers, those who are well suited to come to our area. And that helps us then to have a wise expenditure of our resources. We also use some print advertising in select publications. Milwaukee Magazine has been one that's been fantastic for us. We have had area dining locations that have said, we've literally had people come in because they saw a little advertorial, so a write-up, not just our ad, but Milwaukee Magazine does little written explanations and descriptors of things they can do in our area. They also give us a little added, and not many print publications do this, but they've got a strong Instagram presence. And so for no additional charge, about four times throughout the year, they'll include our material on their Instagram post. And that's very beneficial to us because those are followers we would never have been able to reach. We just don't have that kind of presence. So there are specific print advertising things we do. And then our social media efforts. You know, we're real strong on Facebook. We are on Instagram fairly strongly. Really, the growing area that has been, not just for us, this is a national thing. One that has really grown has been YouTube. YouTube and our minutes watched have really exploded over the last year and a half, 2 years. We've got like 220 videos out there. The Why Do We Call It That series is out there, where you get tired of me right away, but they are kind of a Paul Harvey moment a lot of times, explaining how our towns or roads got their name. And we try to keep them 3 to 4 minutes. Sometimes it get a little bit longer. But people really have gravitated towards those to kind of see the area and then understand what they may be getting before they come here. We also feature our events and experiences there on YouTube. And we really see that as starting to gain a lot of traction and people using that. I probably the all-time greatest where my daughters just thought, oh man, his head's going to get really big. He's going to be hard to deal with. And we were in Wanakee, stopped at the gas station, a quick trip. And my Leah, I think the youngest, and my oldest, Holly, were with me, the two that like to keep me the most down to earth. And I walked up to the counter. And the clerk goes, "Hey, you're that, Why Do We Call It That guy?" And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, that was really cool. And then right after that, then of course we got in the car and one of the girls asked me a question. I said, "You don't talk to the talent. You know, you got to talk to my people." And that went over real well.
I'll bet it did.
So, and then we also do quite a bit of digital image marketing in Chicago with, much like we have here in Richland Center on State Highway 14 East, where we use digital billboards, and that helps drive people to our website as well. And then also I should mention, we do also support a lot of local events to help them carry on their event. So like the Wisconsin High School Rodeo, they apply for a grant every year to Greater Richland Tourism, and we approve that every year because that's an event that clearly is a multi-day event It attracts people that stay in hotels and lodging that pay the room tax. There are other events, you know, and it's coming up in October, Wheels of Time, the Hill Country Classic show at the fairgrounds. They'll apply for a grant application to help them support their event. And so that's kind of the last arena where we really try to help event organizers that are trying to forward their events to make their events successful that also benefit the visitors.
Well, Pumpkin Fest as well later in the year.
Yeah, Pumpkin Fest is another. It's a multi-day event. Has a lot of activities. It's growing. It's a growing event, which is exciting. And so we get kind of excited about that as well. So
good stuff. How's the kayaking season been? I know we had a little stretch of high water, didn't we?
Yeah. So I've learned a lot more about the kayak season. I always knew a little bit. Mark was really good about sharing information with me about that. But I've become way too familiar with kayaking and making sure the Pine River is well maintained, more so than I thought I would. And the good news is the Pine River right now is almost to where the whole stretch that we typically kayak is open. So right now, from Rockbridge to the County SR Landing, so County Road SR Landing, that is open, really easy to kayak, very enjoyable. And quite honestly, that's one of the more popular stretches. People really like to kayak that stretch from Rockbridge to County SR because that's where most of, or I'd say the highest concentration of those sandstone, limestone rock ledges are that overhang the river and are really, really nice scenic views. So that stretch is wide open, not a problem. From SR to Bowen's Mill, we have a pretty big blockage in there that honestly has been there for a year or two. Now, this afternoon, we're going to go take a whack at it. Literally. We're real fortunate this year. Dennis Fry, who has been involved in the tourism, he's on the Tourism Commission. He's kind of taken a leadership role to help make sure that this gets done. He also has a vested interest in 13 Pines RC, who's the kayak operator. And so he's been really kind of taking a leading role there. Derek Warner, a local resident, he has been really instrumental in helping to get things cleared and to make sure that happens. Also, I've been out two or three times to help with that. Dave Hausner, another kind of a Ithaca connection, he's heading out to help us out with this big blockage as well. So there have been new people that kind of surfaced. Mark and Pam, Mark McCauley and his wife Pam did just yeoman's work. And there were others that helped Mark too in the earlier years. And they did a great job showing us what a gem the Pine River and kayaking the Pine River is. That wore him out, and I get it. I'm 60 years old, not sure I should be standing in the Pine River with a chainsaw and working at that level, although it is great exercise, and I did lose some weight while I was doing that. But it should be a young man's game. And Mark sold that business and kind of moved on to his other businesses. And now with Jen Fry taking over 13 Pines, now we have kind of another crew through the organization of Southwest Partners who's helped with that. It's in pretty darn good shape. High water levels can change things, I've learned. And it doesn't have to be a flood. I always thought, well, if it floods, yeah, we got to be careful. No. For instance, if you kayak from Bowen's Mill down to Crosscup Park, there is a tree that is probably 120 years old that this past winter tipped over into the river. When we first started cleaning this spring, Dennis Fry and myself, and we looked at that thing and thought, okay, there is no way we're going to be able to cut that all out. And honestly, the DNR has kind of consulted with us a little bit, and it's, you know, they'd prefer that you not cut everything out, make it a straight shot. And then also for the kayakers, they do like obstacles that they can get around. So it helps, you know, it keeps it exciting. You have to steer and know what you're doing. But this one, I mean, literally, Phil, you and I can't reach around it. The trunk was so big. So what we did, we cleared the space underneath it so that you could go underneath. And literally, when we did it, it was in, you know, the beginning of June. Well, actually, it was the end of May. It was before Memorial Day weekend, and we were still pretty dry at that point. And I could go under it in a kayak sitting up. I mean, it was, I made the joke that one of my daughters, who aren't as tall, could probably stand up paddleboard under it. And that was true at that time. And then we got a bunch of rain. And then I had somebody reach out to me and said, geez, that tree outside in North Park, I can't get under it. And I'm like, what? Well, sure enough, the river level had risen enough that it was a tight fit. The good news on that one, so now number one, the river level's back down to where it's a little more normal. But should somebody be kayaking and the river level's back up, in that particular blockage, we're real fortunate because there is a clear portage around the side where it's level. It's not a high bank. It's literally at the water's level, so you can portage around it. Now, our goal in the future is to get rid of that tree so that we aren't worried about river levels. But really, at this point, the river's in really good shape, with exception of that stretch from County SR to Bowens Mill. I literally would not kayak that at this time. And that's the advice 13 Pines is giving as well. So, but much thanks out to Dennis Fry and Derek Warner and Dave Hausner for all the work. That is not easy work, but they've gladly done it. And really, it's been kind of fun. And there's nothing like a sense of accomplishment after you've done that for a day.
No doubt. New businesses, the Willows Event Center, they've got it going on, it sounds like, this summer.
Yeah, the A.D. German family, you know, so all the folks involved out at the Willows are descendants of A.D. German, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And we've done a video and we've kind of talked publicly about the house. And so they've had the house out on the short-term rental platform doing well. And it's really a unique stay. And the work they did there is phenomenal. But now, for about the last month and a half, the family, and when I say the family, I mean Joe Pizer, I think. That poor guy, he retired from his full-time job, and now Joe is a general contractor, bricklayer, woodworker, sheet metal worker. I mean, he's doing everything. Everybody's involved, but Joe really deserves kudos because he's done a lot of work there. And they are developing what was, and I was out there years ago, it was just a livestock shed and open on one end. And now it's developing into a wedding center, wedding and event center. And I know they've got weddings scheduled, I believe, end of this month. Maybe it's September. I know they've got one October 4th. So they need to be ready here pretty quick-like. But I've gotten a view of it as they were really kind of getting into the early stages, and it will be phenomenal. It'll just be a really unique setup, and it's another event center where folks can have events or a wedding dance, wedding reception, get married. The location is beautiful. It's funny, you know, we've driven by there all our lives, and it looks very different when you go up to the property or on the hill behind it. The view is completely different, and it's just it gives you appreciation for what all those farmers have done all those years, and then also just that expanse and scenic view up there is phenomenal. So what they're doing there is really cool. And then related to that, and I know I've brought this up before, but they've even added a little more at the A.D. German warehouse, the conservancy, and the lounge, the A.D. German lounge, they now have an outdoor beer garden space. It's really enjoyable. And we did our video there, and that'll also be an important location for the Murder Mystery Weekend. So, you know, when you think about it, 2 years ago, if we would have said, oh, there's going to be stuff going on at the warehouse where you'll be able to go get a cold beverage, listen to some good music, and hey, there might even be an event, which they've been having different events there. That would have been news to us, right? It's just like, are you sure about that? And I even had someone I talked to that had been in the warehouse probably 5 years ago, and now they were just back in for the first time about 2 weeks ago, and they're like, whoa, things have changed. And it is. There's a different energy there. There are some really cool activities happening, and it's just an enjoyable space for not just guests and local visitors, but local residents should go check that out. Because on Friday nights from, I believe it's 3:30 to 9 o'clock at the AD German Warehouse, they have different events. They'll sometimes they'll have music, but they also have rental space there as well. And check out the outdoor space, too.
I was amazed. Just a few years ago, we did a trivia night at Ithaca. And the question was something to the effect that, you know, this historic building in Richland Center was named after a man who was born on a family farm on Highway 58. Yep. And I think it stumped nearly everybody. And I was really surprised. Everybody was guessing Crosscup or, you know, something. Yeah. And I don't remember, but...
Which the Crosscup family did have history when they first came. It was Sextonville.
Yes.
They were first in Sextonville.
In Sextonville. But, so, legitimate answer.
Yeah. But A.D. German, he was built in that, or born in that house. And a little fun fact, it took them over 30 years to build that house. And I didn't know that until the family started kind of telling me little stories. And it's just, that's kind of interesting.
It is.
That people didn't know that.
And they probably do now, you know, because it's become a little bit more.
I hope
Yeah, I think so, too. I was back there as a youngster, and the only thing that I remember was that they can put a car in their basement.
You know?
That was kind of an interesting tidbit.
I think one of the family members liked to tell me a story that one of the family that previously lived there, Donnie, German, used to live there. And when they came to see things, Donnie said, "Do you want to see my tractor?" And because Donnie's an old farm kid and likes his tractors. And they said, "Oh, sure." And they took him into the basement.
Yep, there, was.
There was a Massey Ferguson sitting in the basement of the house. So, and that's still there. There's still a drive into the basement. So, and the understanding was early in the years, they had to use that that space for horses or for wagons because they didn't have other buildings built. It was a true settlement. They settled that land. And just a real quick tidbit, that valley at one time was owned solely by the German family or the Derrickson family. And have you ever heard of the Derricksons? So the Derrickson plot, there's a whole story there. If you go out on YouTube, you'll see the videos about it. But the Germans appear to be a pretty friendly group, got along well. John Derrickson was a tough dude. And there's even, I found an article where he and a farmhand got in trouble for assaulting another local farmer with a pitchfork because of a bad deal on some farm goods of some sort. And he, John Derrickson, is buried alone in the Derrickson plot, which I'm not going to tell everybody where it is, or we'll have people on private property, that overlooks the Willow Valley Cemetery on purpose because the locals wouldn't let him be buried, even though his whole family is buried in that cemetery. So there's a lot of interesting history there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right in my backyard.
It is. Yes.
Good to have you on today, Marty.
You bet. Thank you, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you on talking about Greater Richland Area Tourism. Marty Richards, its director, and we'll be back with more stuff from the area coming up on tomorrow's morning show.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com. Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics cares about your kids, too. That's why we understand when people are on the fence about vaccinations. But instead of refusing to vaccinate, which puts kids at risk, let's talk about alternative vaccination schedules. Let's talk about prioritizing vaccinations based on higher risks in our area. You can trust your medical provider to work with you because we all want the same things, to keep your children safe. Take the first step. Make an appointment with a provider at one of our clinics.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer app.